Hello, everyone. This is Kathleen Thompson, Vice President of Incentives and New Business Development here at GreenSlate. Today, we're speaking with Allison Whitmer, the Film Commissioner of the Montana Film Office. Hi, Allison. Thanks for being with us today.
Hi, Kathleen. It's a pleasure to visit with you.
Thank you. Well, we're so excited to have the Montana Incentives Program on the scene. Can you give us a brief rundown of the program?
Yes, it's a brand new program. It went into effect July 1st, and its main highlights, it's a 20% expenditure tax credit, and we have a number of components that make it very attractive to location filmmakers. We offer a 25% incentive for resident crews, a 15% incentive for non-resident crews. We also have an incentive to hire college students at 30%. And we also have a 20% incentive for above-the-line directors, writers, and talent and key production crew. We also offer some incentives to bring you out into our gorgeous wide-open spaces. Our underserved county incentive is 5%, and it's 10% if you work on a college or university in the state. We also have some new studio facilities coming online. We've included an incentive for that at 10%. And then, of course, Green Credit to Montana gives you an overall incentive of 5% additionally.
Wow. That is a lot of incentives to come to Montana.
It's a lot of incentives, yes. We're a big state. Montana is the size of Germany. You know, we're the fourth largest state. There's a lot of places to film. And this incentive, which is a transferable tax incentive, we really wanted to give flexibility to producers.
Of course. What is the annual funding?
At the moment, it has a cap of $10 million of issuable incentives.
Okay. Well, in addition to a great incentive, what are the top three reasons that filmmakers should come to Montana?
Well, of course, we do not have a sales tax, which is a very attractive incentive on top
that
of
that. That certainly
our
is. Mm-hmm.
That's right. No paperwork. It is a no paperwork sales tax. We are very happy with that. It makes doing paperwork and accounting very simple. But our other attributes, Montana is known as Big Sky Country. We have these immense landscapes. We have thousands of acres of public lands. And we have these incredibly charming, vibrant small towns, friendly people. And, you know, sometimes you might be a celebrity hanging out at Dairy Queen, getting an ice cream cone.
And everyone wants that.
Everyone wants that.
Allison, can you tell us what a producer should do if they're considering coming to Montana?
We've put together some really good tools for producers. On our MontanaFilm.com website, we have a tab for the incentives program. And on that has the breakdown of all the categories for the incentive, a link to the actual statute. We have a map of the underserved counties. We have a list of the colleges and universities that qualify. We have not only a paper application that you can download and kind of do your scratch work on, but we also offer a link to the application itself. So we have all of those resources for a producer to look at and to do their pre-production work on. And we also strongly suggest that you call us and talk to us about your project. We are on the phone all the time because there's a $500 fee involved in certifying your application. And so when you go to certify your application and pay your fee, we want to have all of your information correct before that point. And we also want to make sure that Montana is a good fit for you. And we can help you with some preliminary locations and questions. And then you fill out your application, and then you're good to go with the process.
Perfect. I know that you had mentioned to me when we spoke initially about some of the, you know, history of the filmmaking in Montana. Can you give us a little bit of that?
Absolutely. A lot of people are surprised when they find that Montana has such a deep connection to the arts. We are the home of some great entertainers. The actress Merle Loy was from Montana, and Gary Cooper was from here, and they both started out in the arts in Montana and then, of course, moved to Los Angeles. But we have been making movies here since 1916.
Wow.
We had a friend of Charlie Russell. His last name was Coburn, and he went out into the mountains south of Malta, which was remote in 1916, and did a number of Western pictures. At one time, he'd amassed the largest collection of Native American artifacts in a multi-state region, and he traveled all over the country promoting his films. And as you know, that time in filmmaking was full of new innovations and all these great ideas. And since then, we've had some of the most acclaimed directors in the world. You know, Steven Spielberg, Robert Redford, Wim Wenders.
Mm-hmm.
The list goes on and on and on. And we have done some iconic films. Of course, A River Runs Through It. Robert Redford with Brad Pitt is our calling card from Montana. Everything that you could ever want. The beautiful landscapes, the dramatic story, and that feeling that you've really come home to a place. But also, John Travolta's done action movies. Spielberg has done Airplane, forest fire films. And of course, Glacier Park is heaven in What Dreams May Come with Robin Williams.
Wow, that is quite a calling card. You must be really proud.
We have such high quality projects that are done here, and we offer just an unparalleled experience for crews and producers. You can film during the day and go fishing in the afternoon. You can see bison and elk and bald eagles. And you can also go into our major cities and you own it. You can work with the mayors and you can sometimes be the only person filming in the entire state. It's a really peaceful way to do work.
Wow, that's really wonderful. Well, hopefully that will change, but somebody will still have the experience of being the only person, right?
Well, we are the size of Germany. You know, we're the fourth largest state. So, you know, it's 600 miles plus from one end of the state to the other. So 46 of Montana's counties are classified as frontier with less than 6 people per square mile.
Wow.
So it's you and the cows hanging out on the prairie filming.
Love it. Love it. Love it.
We recently had a producer go to a small town on Montana's High Line up by Canada. And his comments were this, that we had too many good locations and that he couldn't wait to come back.
Wow. What a great comment.
It's the type of feedback we really love to hear. Everyone they worked with was fantastic. They had a small crew. It was a film that they'd wanted to do for a long time, and they'd spent extensive time scouting. They were just thrilled with their experience.
So without spilling anything confidential, who's planning on coming to Montana?
Oh, we've got some fun stuff coming up. I will tell you, we've been scouting for a really fantastic literary property with an Academy Award winning person.
Okay.
And then we also have a director who's filmed here before, who is returning, who's also I think at last count, he'd won 80 international awards, plus is returning to Montana to do some work. So
wow.
There's some tidbits for your sleuths out there.
That sure is.
Oh, of course, we've got Yellowstone, the Kevin Costner series filming here.
And okay, that's no small shakes.
It's right now the number one series on cable television, I believe.
How incredible.
5 million viewers a week, someone tells me.
Wow. So lastly, you know, we've had a great experience in terms of working with the film office, with your responsiveness to client inquiries. Do you have a close relationship with producers and filmmakers once the production starts?
We do have a close relationship with them. We, of course, you know, we love to talk about how we have this big, beautiful, gorgeous state to film in. But the reality is, it is a big, beautiful state. It has a lot of landscapes. It has a lot of time in transportation. And there are logistics involved with being a very large state. So we work very closely with the producers. We've assisted with lodging and permits and introductions. And, you know, we have road signage that we lend to producers because the company that may have the signage is 6 hours away. And we happen to be centrally located in the state. You know, we've transported actors, we've helped with visas, we've made introductions to city councils. We're very hands-on. We also make sure that the communities have a good experience with filmmakers. One of the first things we tell people is don't be a jerk because we'll find out.
That's
excellent. You have to behave.
Good advice.
Yes.
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 Good advice.
I
love it.
We want everyone to have a good experience. Yeah.
Yes, of course. Well, Allison, I can't thank you enough for your time today. I know that you're busy, and I really, really appreciate you spending time with us. Is there anything you'd like to say in your last moments here with us?
We are gearing up for the fall season and winter. We get a lot of commercials at this time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a great summer. It's still green out. And if anyone's out there that's looking to do some wheat harvesting, that part's just beginning. So we welcome everyone's calls. We're very excited to have this new incentive program. And we can't wait to see some more of Montana up on the theaters.
Terrific. Well, as I said, we are so excited to have you and Montana on the Incentive Scene program. It's really incredible. Thank you so much for your time today, Allison.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Absolutely. Take care. For more information on the Montana Incentive, please visit our website at www.gslate.com. Thanks for tuning in.